Let's head to the KRDO Newsline now. As a Veterans Day event turned to horror, a spectator watched a pair of vintage airplanes collide over an airport near downtown Dallas on Saturday. KRDO ABC's Jim Ryan joining us now live from Dallas with the very latest on the investigation into this air show disaster. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Andrew. We know that six people were killed when these two planes collided over Dallas Executive Airport. Five of them were crew members of the B-17 Flying Fortress involved. The other was the lone pilot aboard the King Cobra, the P-63, that collided with it at about 1:20 in the afternoon. They were both flying as part of a formation of World War II vintage aircraft when the King Cobra fighter came in close and fast and then struck the B-17 as they were several hundred feet above Dallas Executive Airport. Both came down and burst into flames. All six were killed instantly.
And this is just such a tragedy because within the air show community, these pilots, these navigators, they're very closely intertwined with each other. I mean, they go to the same air shows time after time after time. They actually are piloting a circuit, essentially. So this has to be hitting everyone involved very hard.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, these two pilots who were at the controls of these planes were very well experienced, both of them retired airline pilots, airline captains, so they knew what they were doing. Now the NTSB is on the ground to find out why this collision happened, why this crash happened in the first place. And they'll have lots and lots of video to look at. There were no black boxes, so-called black boxes, you know, the data recorders or voice recorders on board either of these planes, but there is a lot of video to look at. There were hundreds of people on the ground watching this event, shooting video of the event, and so NTSB investigators will see the collision from almost every angle as these two planes came crashing down and burst into flames. They'll look at that. They'll look at the plan that had been put into place for this particular air show, the events that were supposed to happen, and they'll look at the weather. They'll look at the pilot's experience. They'll look at every aspect before coming up with any conclusions.
Hey, Jim, do we know whether, were these planes supposed to be flying and performing together? I mean, sometimes they do that, but it seems like these are more solo performing sort of planes.
Well, they were in part of a, they were part of a formation. There were other planes there in this little formation, six, seven, maybe eight aircraft there, including the B-17, the big Flying Fortress bomber, and then this smaller fighter plane, the King Cobra, that came in and collided with it. It could be a visibility issue because the King Cobra is a low wing plane, meaning the plane, the wing is on the underside of the fuselage as opposed to above, and that may have obscured the pilot's vision. But yes, they were both part of the same event, the same display or show that was going on at the same time.
Yeah, and we know these pilots were also just up here in Colorado Springs for our air show over the Labor Day weekend, so definitely something that we saw, we witnessed firsthand. But now, is there any kind of potential call or concerns as far as some of the other ways that these kind of air displays and shows are maybe regulated or kind of looked at moving ahead?
Well, possibly so. And there may be other air shows that are being considered now for cancellation. I don't know. But you hear about this sort of thing occasionally, either in the United States or elsewhere. YouTube is filled with videos of air show accidents like this. And many of them happen overseas. Many of them happen here in this country. But they do continue. People like to go out. They like to see these vintage aircraft or, in some cases, jets. You know, these were both piston airplanes, and so the speeds weren't of the extreme type that you see, like with the Thunderbird show. But people do enjoy it, and they do go out and watch. And so whether there are cancellations of future shows, we haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, definitely something to be looking out for and what could happen kind of with that industry moving ahead. Jim, we appreciate the time.
Sure. Thanks very much, Andrew.